Hi, welcome to the Missiology Podcast. This is the first ever episode. I'm Martin. With me, I have Greg, and we're going to be talking about what this podcast is all about. Greg, one of the things that falls under Missio Dei Foundation is missiology.com, this website. So tell me how that came about.
So missiology.com was owned by Galen Van Reenen for many years. It's his website, and Galen is a missiologist who's also a lifelong member of Churches of Christ and really had a huge impact on the development of the discipline and the schools associated with Churches of Christ. And so we were really honored and excited to sort of inherit missiology.com and be given a blessing to make of it what we would. And really what we want to do with this website, and that also includes with this podcast, is create a broad platform for missiological discourse, an inclusive conversation that would engage scholars and thinkers, and particularly authors, of many different stripes.
That's right, and we really do envision this. Our goal for this is to be a place where people, whether they are students of mission, maybe doing an undergrad degree, whether they are professors of mission looking for some new books to add to their syllabus, or they are practitioners in the field looking for others that are thinking deeply about the challenges that they're facing, whether it's in a culture overseas, in Africa or Asia, or perhaps in a place like Los Angeles, our own context, Greg, where there are ministers and pastors are increasingly facing just a confusing host of cultures, and their next door neighbors now are so very different than them. And so we hope that this will be a place where all of these voices can come together and start sharing the things that they're learning about their participation in God's mission. Greg, tell us what difference we want this podcast to make.
In my mind, the difference is that it draws people into a conversation they might not have otherwise engaged. The difference is that there's really helpful kinds of, not just information, but honestly, I think more of ways of thinking about the complexities of mission. And those ways of thinking are available in media that sometimes aren't all that accessible to people who are super busy with ministry or super busy with their life, even just members of congregations who would engage in mission, but they're not gonna go read that text, maybe not even gonna go read that long blog post, but they would listen in to a conversation and be interested in the insights of people who spend their time trying to gain insight. And so I hope that that does make a difference for churches. And I hope it makes a difference for those of us who are co-workers in this labor of study, where we get to listen to each other and maybe hear each other's voices instead of just reading each other's words, and understanding each other's experiences of what it is to seek understanding through participation in God's mission. So, Martin, how are we going to approach the discussion?
So there are going to be interviews, and our goal for this first season is to put out 10 interviews. I'll be doing the interviews with missiologists. We've chosen missiologists we see as either having shaped the conversation in missiology to date, or they are going to be shaping. You know, they've published something that's important. They're going to be shaping missiology in this conversation, this field of study, for years to come. All of these are professors. They're all working in academia at this point, and they're all published, probably recently published with most of them. And the goal is to ask questions of them that give us as listeners, as readers of their work, give us a picture of who these people are. Who are these authors? You know, what are the things, experiences that have shaped them? We're wanting to hear stories. In what ways have they experienced God, experienced God's agency? In what ways have they experienced mission themselves? And how has that then shaped what they are publishing, shaped the things that they're writing? We're going to be using an ethnographic methodology that lands within action research. It's called appreciative inquiry. And really our goal is in these interviews to seek out, hone in on what is the best of what has come before? What is the best of their experiences and what they understand as the best of their own research and writing? And really hone in on what they think is really working and what really contributing to the field of missiology, to this broader conversation. And the goal, of course, is long-term. We want to hone in on what's best because that's what we want to take forward with us into the future. And in many ways, perhaps Missiology Podcast will be kind of a map, a roadmap for at least the next few years in missiology. What are the areas that are going to be especially important? What are missiologists that are thinking at high levels? What are they thinking about? What are the things that are on their hearts and minds as they are listening to? They're also part of other conversations. What do they see as extremely important for this field of study?
Yeah. And we should add, this first season, we're going to be limited geographically. Okay, so we're here in sunny Pasadena and surrounded by missiologists at Fuller, at Biola,
Azusa.
At Azusa Pacific. And so that's who we're going to work with, not because Southern California is the mecca of all missiology, but later seasons will hopefully will generate enough income. We're going to create a Patreon page that might be able to finance some other sorts of access and be able to sit down with missiologists in other places. But for this season, fair warning, right? Southern Californian missiologists. So don't hold it against us. Okay, well, that's it for us in this first episode. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for more episodes.
Thanks for sticking with us, and we are looking forward to an entire season of really stimulating thinking and thinkers looking at missiology.